Memorial Day marks the unofficial start of the summer grilling season, and we thought we might consult an expert on the subject. Chef Tony Rosenfeld got his start cooking in such high-end Boston restaurants as L'Espalier, but he's known today as the culinary mind behind Boston's Be Good Burger chain, an attempt at healthy, or at least healthier, fast food that's definitely found an audience.
Rosenfeld is also an acclaimed cookbook and recipe author focusing on simple grilled delights. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea has this profile.
Doing your turkey burger on white or wheat bread?
Wheat.
Is that for here to go?
No.
It's the lunch rush at Be Good's Harvard Square location. In the back, a young grill man named Sergey has a dozen burgers on the fire, half a dozen chicken breasts, and two orders of grilled asparagus.
How you holding up?
Going well.
Sergey, his smile is stronger than his English, but he's one of our stronger grill guys.
Chef Tony Rosenfeld wears a proud face as he looks on. His kitchen feels more like a diner or a short order environment than a fast food joint. Sergey ground all this beef himself this morning, and he doesn't just grill the burgers to order. He actually forms the patties to order with this fancy little wrist action you can see at radioboston.org.
It's a little ballet. The one thing that we would hope that we do as opposed to our competition is that we are training people really how to cook. It means that once in a while you can get an uneven sandwich or fries, but the tagline that John, one of my partners, he always talks about, you know, food made by people, not factories.
Since they launched their first store in Back Bay in 2004, Rosenfeld and his partners have opened six more Be Good locations around Boston, with more coming this summer. But their concept of offering locally sourced seasonal fast food is only just now coming to fruition.
There's been a huge movement, not just to grow vegetables locally, but to have meats that you can source locally. And as a restaurant that, you know, has a relatively small price point, it's just really exciting that we can work with local farmers and bring something that's still a reasonable price.
Well, what's the difference in price from your end between national beef and New England beef?
We take a hit of probably about 20 to 25%. This is our seasonal burger. Some wild mushrooms on there, and then there's smoked cheddar, which comes from the same farm that produces a lot of our cattle.
It is beefy, it is smoky, it is delicious. What's the fat content of the beef you're using here?
We try to shoot for about 90-10.
That's pretty lean.
It is lean. There's plenty of people that will tell you need to have a burger that's 80-20 or even fattier. You know, and there's definitely a place for those burgers, but we also think there's a place for a burger that it's a little leaner, but you could eat a burger here once a week. I do, and I'm doing okay so far.
Be Good is one part of a small empire that Tony Rosenfeld is building. He's a contributing editor to Fine Cooking magazine, and writes generally about basic, quick food for the Times, the Post, the Globe. His first book, 150 Things to Make with Roast Chicken and 50 Ways to Roast It, is a love letter to the unpretentious and practical weeknight meal. It's all helped him buy a beautiful little 19th century merchant's house near the water in Marblehead. We're in his kitchen trying out something from his new book, Sear, Sauce, and Serve, Mastering High Heat, High Flavor Cooking.
Pretty much anything that you can stir fry, saute, grill, or broil is in there, at least the quick cooking cuts. So I've got center cut pork chops, four of them. I was going to grill them, and then I was going to make a couple quick glazes.
Most of Rosenfeld's sauces are quick combinations of pantry ingredients, like this honey and chipotle pepper glaze he's whizzing up in the food processor.
You know, I often find that there are a lot of recipes for pork that involve a honey-based glaze or sauce, and they always burn on me.
The biggest question is when you apply it. The glazes that I add in this book, they all get added towards the end of cooking. I think the old-school marinade would have you'd let a chicken or what have you sit in a barbecue marinade. You put on the grill 5 minutes in, the chicken is nowhere near cooked, and it's completely charred. So what I try to do is get that meat cooked perfectly, and then just give it a quick basting.
The chops hit the grill, and with only a couple minutes left in the cooking, Rosenfeld brushes on the glaze, which immediately starts to brown.
You can already see around the sides right now, there's that caramel is happening, and it's kind of bubbling up on the sides of the pork chop.
And just as the sweet sauce starts to burn, he brushes on another layer to protect it. The result is a laminated, glossy finish.
Okay. We're all done.
Confident?
You
seem worried.
I'm always worried. I mean, that's the fun of grilling. It's always a little minor miracle when everything comes out just right. Let's see. It's pretty nice. It is pretty much a nice medium well.
Explosively juicy.
What's the common thread between this cooking and what you do at Be Good?
I think it's all approachable food. I'd love to think that maybe some of the people that eat at Be Good, the meals that they're not eating out, hopefully these are the kinds of things that they'd like to make or, you know, are hoping to make. And at once upon a time, I would have thought that my niche would be kind of wearing a French toque. But, pork chops are what I like making. And I like glazes and I like really good, simple food.
Well, don't we all? Our profile of Chef Tony Rosenfeld of Boston's Be Good Burger chain was brought to us by Adam Ragusa. You can see the recipe for that honey chipotle glaze from Rosenfeld's new book, Sear, Sauce, and Serve, at RadioBoston.org.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, the FDA's recent approval of a drug by Cambridge-based Vertex is the first blockbuster drug from a local biotech company in 10 years. So why so long? We'll explore that question tomorrow.
That's our show this Memorial Day. We hope you're enjoying the holiday. And if you're working today, well, we hope you're hanging in there.
And if you've got something to say, rants, raves, compliments, or criticisms, anything, you can always post a comment on our website, radioboston.org.
Find us on Twitter or Facebook. We're at Radio Boston.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.